In case we have two chatzeres, one is closer, further away from the street, and the only access to the street is through the outer chatzer. The inner one goes out, opens into the outer one. The outer one opens into the movi. And the inner one has the right to walk through the outer one. So now we're going to discuss the fact that the inner one has the right to move through the outer one, so that gives them some level of usage rights to the outer one. So what impact does the inner one have to the outer one? Regards to the halachas of Eruv. Sim Eruv Panim is la'atzma v'lo yachitzen. If the inner one was ma'ariv together amongst themselves, v'lo yachitzen, the outer one was not ma'ariv, or each one was ma'ariv separately, one of the outer people forgot to join, so now they can't carry because they don't have a valid Eruv. So Panimis Mataris Vachitzana. So the inner one, who their Erev is valid, they're allowed to carry, and the outer one can't carry. Erev Chitzana Voloi Panimis. However, if the outer one made an Eruv and not the inner one, so we should, at first glance, what we should say is that the inner one is Mutter. The inner one is also, and the outer one is Mutter, because the outer one made an Eruv. So they're allowed to carry. And the inner ones can't carry. But the problem is the inner ones are going to be walking through the outer ones. Again, each one made an error, but the inner one wasn't valid because one guy inside didn't join. So both are us. So if you have the inner one, and this is the outer one, here's the mavi. So we're going to learn a new yusoid over here, that if these people, since they have a right to walk through the outer one, if they're mutter bimkaima, their regal hamutaris bimkaima, Chazal did not say they're going to make a problem when they walk through the outer one. If they are people which cannot carry in their own malkum, and they have Jesus a regal through the outer one, you can't carry in the outer one. That was how Chazal set it up. So in all the cases where the pnimi is allowed to carry, so then the outer one, as long as they made an error, they can carry. If the pnimi can't carry, either because they didn't make an error, but they made an error and somebody forgot to join, so then they can't carry, and then the outer one can't carry either. So Katan Zion, Panimis Basucha. There's more than one person living in each Katan. So they're going to affect each other, making us an Issa to carry. La'atzma. Hanim Balabatim Shabasecha. So they can carry all the people, each one group made its Arab for itself, amongst all the Balabatim which are there. So Panimis Materis. Shere Yechela Liskar Pischa. So the Pnimi says, you guys can outside, they made an error, but these guys, the outer people didn't make an error. So they said, listen, okay, you can't carry, what is it with us? We can shut our door and ignore you. We're not connected to you. They can shut the door and the outer people can't stop them. So i.e., they're a separate entity. But the outer one who didn't do a valid error was Osir. Because the one who didn't join now makes everybody else that they can't carry. Unless they do bittul, which we'll see in the next siman or siman shin pei, the concept called bittul. That's like a whole new sugya, which you didn't get to yet. If, however, the inner ones can't carry, so then the outer ones can't carry either. Stay in asur. The kaimel and regalo asur bim kaimo, aser shalom bim kaimo. People which cannot carry in the place where they are, where their mokum is, i.e. the inner chotzer, there, and they have a right to walk through the outer one, they ask for the outer one also, that's shalobim kaimo. When they're allowed to walk through there. Im lo shivatals rishusa lebnei apnimis, the only solution would be that the bnei chotzer chitzoino, that they bnei achitzoina would be mevatel their rishus to the bnei apnimis, and it's all part of the chatzar apnimis. Megam Rishus 3 says a regal sheesh la bechitzera l'ivnei achitzera. No, I'm sorry. This is going to case of one of the panimis didn't join. So he would have to do to mimat to the everybody to carry. He would have to do bitul rishus in his vis-a-vis the panimis, because that's where he lives. But he'd also have to do, but that doesn't help because still he's a regular serving kaiman. He can't carry to that. He's walking through the outer one. So you have to mivatul rishus to go to Jesus' regal to the outer one. So once he's mivatul, he has no rishus over here. He has no skusim over here, not in the panimis and not in the chitzera. Then the panimis and the chitzera will be able to carry.
What about him?
And he, well, theoretically, he can carry their items. But we'll see later on that...
They're not his own?
His own, he has to basically give them rishus that they should be allowed to carry. Once they're allowed to carry their items and his items, that he can carry his items also.
Oh.
But only because really doesn't really... Kilo, in a certain sense, he's not maintaining bialus over his malkum for the Shabbos, the rest of the Shabbos. We'll see more about that in Shin.
So is it like... Like Matara's hefker, he's mafker his stuff.
You know, it's a good question. We'll get it's in Shin Pei, so
we always do the preview before we get to.
Will they will it also explain there the concept of being vatel his recess regal?
It's basically the same point, right? Correct. Yeah, we'll see. Okay, so if Isra made their own eruv, so then. So now the inner one can walk through the outer one, and they're not part of the outer one, but since they don't have a right to live there, they just have a right to walk through, and where they do live, they're allowed to carry, they don't aser shalomim kama.
But the outside can never go back, go into the inside, right? Because that, they have no drusus regal.
Correct. The inner one can't carry to the outer one either. They can just carry in their, they can carry in their own chotzer.
They can't carry into the outside?
Right.
So what are we giving them here?
We're giving them the right to walk through.
What do they need? They have a right to walk. What's the problem with walking?
The problem is everybody over here joined. So the members of the outer chotzer have all joined together and they're allowed to carry now.
Okay.
But there's really theoretically another group which has some type of bialus in this chotzer.
Right.
The inner people don't live here, but they have a right to walk through there. They have a certain amount of rishus over here. So they said like this, as long as you people are people which are allowed to carry where you are, you do not answer the fact that you walk through here.
You don't answer their error, the outside error.
Outside error, because the problem theoretically is the five people here who live here have all joined together, but really 10 people have rishus in the schotzer, not only one five. But these five only have rishus to walk, so that's not enough that they have their mechiv to mishtatek. But we can't ignore them totally. And therefore, since they do have rishus to go through there, and if they be people which cannot carry where they are in their own makom, they would make this area usur.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Chazal set it up.
But theoretically, if they wanted to, they could make an error for all of them, right?
Yeah,
if they wanted
right. That's correct.
One question: if somebody on the outside forgot, or they didn't make an error, but on the inside they made a good error. So they can on the inside they can carry. It says the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, because they can prevent the outside ones from having drisus regal to the inside. But does that mean that it's usher for anybody from the outside to go in, or is that would ruin the whole thing if they do walk in?
No, I mean if as much as somebody will let them come in, they're allowed to come
That's
in.
That's okay. It's just the concept that in theory they could prevent them.
Right, but over here the point is there's a concept of drisus regal. We say they have some type of financial schus, you know, that they have some type of bialus that you can't shut the doors and you can't walk through.
The only way out.
That was the arrangement that they have a right to walk through.
In English, they call that an easement.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
you have a right to walk.
Right. Whereas over here, going inside, you're at my mercy. If I let you in, you can come in. I don't want to let you in, you can't come in. You have no right to come here. So mm-hmm. Bnei Chisana can basically tell the Bnei Pnimis, can tell Bnei Chisana,
they don't want you here.
Take a walk.
Somewhere else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Pun intended. Okay. Mutaris Bechatzer, Rutzalam Hashayna Pnimi, Oysel, Bnei Chisana, Avshayeshna, Jesus Regalam. Even though the Pnimi can walk through the outer one and they're not part of the outer one and they weren't married with the outer one, but that's not a problem because they're Mutarim Kaim. Okay. Now let's go back to Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis, which I left for yesterday. We said, you know, it's not. We should really look at it after we see the next sif. Okay. So the case over here was that there was three chetzeres, which opened one into the other, and they also opened directly into Rishon Sarab. Or within the Shepsuchas the Mavi, or if they'd open directly into the Mavi. So each one has its own access to the Mavi. Now, Kazakhrenim, and the case over here was where the outer one and the outer one were Ma'arav amongst themselves, not together. They were Ma'arav with the middle one, and they were Ma'arav with the middle one. So the outer one was Ma'arav with A was Ma'arav with B, and C was Ma'arav with B. But A wasn't Ma'arav with C, and C wasn't Ma'arav with A. Now, Kosokarna, the Hua did im Hakitzer Lavad Psuch Lev Shasarab, Olamavi. What'll be if the Chitzerna, only the outer one is opened up to the Shasarab, or to the Mavi? So there's three. There's the innermost one, the middle one, and the outermost one. And that one opens up to Rishon Sarab. The innermost one was Ma'arav with the middle one, and the outermost one was Ma'arav with the middle one. Okay. The association of Greece is regularly Ima Panimis Ashniya Shlifnim Hemenra. The Msois has a right to walk together with the innermost one and the middle one, all have a right to walk through the Greece is a regular through the outer one. So now we didn't know how the Cholacha Sharyi Mechim Soyuz. So the inner one we could carry him at the middle one because they're Ma'ar together. And the outer one, the outer one can carry with the middle one also. The Panimis is Osir in the outer one. The regular Mutaris Bimkaima, and Osir Shalabim Kaima, Kilakama Misipes. So the fact that the innermost one, see, in the case of the Meshulchan Aruch and Tzibalev, there's three Chatzeres, and here's the Shulchan Aruch. So you say, you know what? This one has no impact on this one, because it's not walking through it. These two are Ma'arav with the middle one, and each one had their own access to the Rishon Sarab. So you say, this one can carry here, this one can carry here, no problems. Right? What the Mishabur is adding, you might have thought, in a case where the Rishon Sarab is here, so this can carry with this. Now, but how can this carry with this when these two are not Ma'arav with this? Maybe that I should answer this. So Mishabur, no, because that's that rule which we have in Siv Beis, that regal HaMutaris Bim Kaima does not answer Shalom Bim Kaima. Okay.
Much easier to do now.
Yeah, I was saying we would basically teach all those Sibbeis and one Mishpura, which wasn't worth it. Gimel. Erub b'yachad, b'nosnu erubim b'chitzayim. So now the case is, we have two, it's going back in Sibbeis, we have two chitzayim, one inside, one further in, one outermost, and the two of them are Arav together. And then they put the Eruv in the outer one of the two. Then somebody realized right, on Shabbos that they forgot to join. So somebody didn't join in. Now the two of them are one big unit, and somebody didn't join. The lachushtei masuris, ashivata rishus. So this fellow who didn't join would have to be mavatos rishus. Until then, nobody can carry. However, so the first scenario was they made it one big Arab and they put the Arab in one of the houses in the chitzayin. What about if they put both of them Arabs together? They put the house in one of the houses in the Panimis. Also Eruvin bePanimis. B'shachar Echad, one of the people from forgot. So if the one who forgot was on a Panimis, below Erav, Shtei Nasuris. So now neither one can carry because the people in the Ketzana there's not a valid Erav, and the Panimis is not a valid Erav either because one of their guys forgot. It's like this bittel. So they all Ma'arav together and they put the Erev in the innermost one. And all these people did join the Erev. Just somebody out here forgot to join the Erev. So basically the Panimis says, you know what, listen, they shut their door and say, Rabbi, have a good job. You know, you guys have a problem. We're our own group. We're all Ma'arav together. So why can't we carry?
Even though their intent was to make it for both, but they can... Right. This is at what point can they say, they could say this at any point. In other words, even if on Shabbos it became evident.
Right, even on Shabbos, if they realize that one of the people mm-hmm. didn't join in the outer group, they can shut the door theoretically. That's mm-hmm. the law of shutting it, we'll shut our door and ignore you.
Once they shut the door, they can't walk. If they have to walk out, they can't walk out through that chutzah anymore. Right?
Yeah, shutting the door doesn't mean, you know, physically that they can't walk out. It just means that they're becoming one unit of their own.
So it's like a verbal thing?
A verbal thing, right. It doesn't matter. It means that they actually shut the door. Yudalit, Shtei Nasuris, Shema Shechech, Uechem in Apanimis. So let's go like this. If the one who forgot was one of the inner guys, Vari Oysel Chitzana. So now, so everybody on the outside joins, and the air is on the outside. So one of the inner guys forgot. So good, let the outer guys say, well, shut our door, we'll ignore you. Well, that's not true, because we have Jesus' regal. So Vari Oysel Chitzana, Kimin Oysel Bim Kaima. So it's a regal Oysel Bim Kaima, which is Oysel Shalom Bim Kaima. So they're mutter in there, they're also in there, they can't, they walk through here, they're going to answer you. Or, but let's say the Sheikh was one of the Chitzanis. So I'll say Chitzan about his surah because one of their people didn't join. We got my Panimis surah. Ah, Shein the Chitzanis, Reese is a regular. The Chitzanis can't walk through the Panimis, but so what? But the problem here is a different problem. They're all marv together and the air is in the Chitzanis. So they can't say, we'll shut our door and ignore you because the air is not by us, it's by you. Well, Mahani is that she's talcum in the Chitzanis, but Tiskar Pischa. They can separate themselves out. Say, you know what, we're making ourselves one unit inside. We'll shut our door. But they don't have the Erev. Because Erev is Shumdira, David Kilo Dorba welcome Erev. So it's Kilo, the Panimis are by putting the Erev on the Chitzona, they're saying we live out here. Well, but living out here doesn't really help you too much because you can't carry here. Well, we'll go back there, but you don't have an Erev there. So that so in the case where the Erev is in the Chitzona, there's no solution. In this situation, he would have to do an act of bittul, both to the people in the chutzah where he lives and the people which live inside in the inner chutzah. If the case was they put it in the panimis and one of the panimis people forgot, so both are also the chachad chashiva because we count them as one. And they can't carry that, ones can't carry either. And Moshe about the Rishus of the Shnei Chatzeres, again, so the person who lived inside would have to do bittul to both Chatzeres. Now, Avim Ravata Rakla B'nei Apanimi, Loi Mahani. So here was the case. The case was they put the Erev in the Panimis, and one of the Panimis people forgot. So he says, okay, no problem, I'll do bittul to the B'nei Apanimis. Right? So that we said, right, that we're not going to be matter. Philim usually stalak me chutzina b'lizker piskla. So he said, listen, let's shut the door, ignore the outer group. It's all of you five guys. I forgot. Number six forgot. So when number six forgets, and number five, so he's about to look at the other five. They shut the door. Now you five all made an error. I'm about to make sure I'm irrelevant. And now you guys can carry. So, no, it doesn't work. So the Shartzian says in Sifkat and Gimel, why is that? Since all the B'nai Chitzana were Ma'arev, so really they should be allowed to carry. And the only reason they're not allowed to carry is because one of you guys inside created a problem. So if you created a problem, you can't say you're going to shut your door and solve your problem and leave us hanging. So he has to do a bit of reshus to both groups. And if he doesn't do that, you're not going to carry either.
It's almost like a knas.
So like almost like a knas. They were not going to allow that. Even though theoretically, in theory, it should work.
So what was the issue? He was only involved with just to the inside, but not to the outside. Was that
right? Right. He would do that, which theoretically should work because like that's the case. Before, like the case, just shut the door, ignore the outer group, and inner group. These five were Maharg, and the sixth guy was involved with Rishus.
Yeah.
But Chazal didn't let that because it wasn't right because he was going to create the problems. He has mevatel rishus to both of them and allow both of them to carry.
Well, so what if one, if it's based on, I was thinking of another sfera, rather than it being, you know, the fault, so to speak, of somebody on the outside, but the fact that the outside was counting on, it was, excuse me, the fault being on somebody on the inside because the one, people on the outside were counting on it. So what if one on the inside, one on the outside forgot? And they want to be mevatel. Who do you have to be mevatel to? Could you be just mevatel? In that case, could you just be mevatel to the others on the inside?
I don't know. Theoretically, I don't know.
But, you know, see, that's what I'm wondering, if everybody would agree to that, because the other people on the outside, it wasn't their fault.
Right.
And they were counting on you know, they established their deer on the inside.
I think that they would, you know, if you have the same problem, you have to involve to both. We have to create a scenario that both groups, the point is you have responsibility to create a chaser, a scenario that both chasers can still carry, which is what was supposed to happen. So the only way he's going to do that is by being involved with both chaseres, because the Erev isn't here. Pasha should be no good. Pnimis Mutaris. But in a case where the one of the Bnei Chitzoyna forgot, so and everyone in the Pnimis did their job. So the Pnimis basically says, we're going to shut our door and you guys solve your own problems. They separate from the Chitzoyna. What does that mean? They shut their door and they use their Chotzer. That's law, because they have the Erev. What do you mean? Both chaserus joined together. So we let the inner group sort of back out of the connection to the outer group. Why do we let that? How does that work?
The door closed.
Shut, yeah.
Dasha is the door?
Yeah.
Dasha is the
door. So they can back, the inner ones can back out of the deal. So how can they back out of the deal? I mean, you made a deal, you made a deal. We're all one big group, and somebody in the group wasn't modest, so nobody can carry. So no. We can say like this. The Mor says this concept. There are cases where there's an ansahari. When I do a maisa, that I only mean to do the maisa, the aldas, that it should be beneficial for me. So if I hire a shliach to do something for me, he ends up doing it in a way which will be detrimental to me. So I have a right to tell the sheikh, I never hired you to be a sheikh, to do it in that fashion. So even though I didn't say that explicitly, but if that, you know, that's like an unspoken, it's an obvious point that I never meant to give you a power to create a problem for me. But, so you came along, everything was fine. Now that you came along, instead of making it better, which is what it, you made it worse. So that I never hired you for that. I never, you know, appointed you for that. So we're also so.
Question of the sakune tif tif.
Now over here it's a question of shutvus. In other words, we all of us six guys were ma'arv together. We put it in our shusha. So we're ready to go. We decided, you know, to allow you to join to be beneficial. So now we can carry in both the tables. But I mean, I never had an idea that we should allow you to join, that you should mess me up.
Why is it? But doesn't he have to join in order for the Erev to be effective?
The case was all the Bnei Panimis were mishtatev.
But why is if a guy, but didn't we say that if there was one guy that says, I don't want any part in this?
No, so he also says,
so doesn't he? So then it's not like they did him a favor that they let him in. They needed him.
No, because that was the Bnei Chitzoyna. The Bnei Panimis all were married together.
Oh.
And the Erev is here. Comes along the Bnei Chitzoyna and says, we'd like to join you.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. Okay.
And one of the guys, we said, fine, we're happy to have you join. Okay, but okay, one of our guys forgot. So okay, now you guys can't carry. Excuse me, we never
allowed you
to join.
Yeah, right.
So we don't need you.
Yeah.
We're doing it, you know, we never allowed you to join in a way which could be detrimental to us.
Right, now I understand. Okay, so it's
Bedaiti, it wasn't to my intent. That one of your members of your chotzer should join and then mess me and then not, you know, and not contribute, and therefore make it also for me.
Contribute.
Somebody didn't contribute. Right? Okay.
For makers not be allowed to carry.
Correct. Dalit. Im yochid darba pnimis yochid bichisan. There's only one person in each chotzer. It's not. It's not. There's no need for an Erev in either chatzir. So then, Oshnayim bechitzena ve'ervu. The two outer one. There's two people. One person in the inner one. Two in the outer one. And those two were made an Erev. So in Yochid shebepnimi, so I saw chitzena. So obviously he's regal hamutz bim karma because he doesn't need to make an Erev with anybody else, right? So he can carry. So he's not going to make a problem by walking through the outer one. We had a case where there the father had sons who lived in the same chotzer. So even though it was more than one person, but since they all were eating by the father, and all the cases over there where even though it's a larger group, they don't need to make an error because it's automatic. So again, they would not answer the chitzada because it's regular hamotzer bim chayma, doesn't answer shalom bim chayma. Yudches, Oshnayim bim chitzana ve'erbu. Haino oisim hashnayim levat. The case was that there was one guy in the inner one, two in the outer one. Those two are married together, not all three. So what's the chiddush over there? So good. So, I mean, it's regular multiple kaima. He's allowed to carry in his makom. He's only one person. These two are together. They can carry over here. He can walk through. He kills an asur. Like what are you adding more? Mashrina b'zeh to letema. Because maybe we should make a gzeira. What's a gzeira? Mishum she yisperu she yesh shnayim bepnimis kama bechitzena. And avol hatur gam b'zeh. Wasn't b'vadi also mitina to have a regular serve him kaima. They don't necessarily know how many people live in the inner chatzur. Or people don't know. And they'll see two people on the outside. They'll see people inside weren't ma'arif, and they're walking through, and the other group is carrying. No, we're not worried about that possibility. And Yachid Shabinimis, even though he did not join their Eruv, the regular Matarspim Karma, and Oser Shalabim Karma. He's allowed to carry in his clothes, so he doesn't ask him when he walks through. This is a regal to the outer one. Rabbi Shinkri Yachid, the Haino Shahoyu, the Penimis, Ha'avim Benov, Shema Kabim Menopras. The only people who lived in the Penimis was the father with the sons. They all get their food from him, even though they don't eat by him. Kokietzib is a Ayn Shamasim and Shanayin. So we said over there, if there's only family, somebody else there besides family, and they all get their food from him, even though they eat in their own houses, they don't need to make an Erev. Or if they all eat by the father, for sure they don't need to make an Erev. Okay, hey.
I don't see why you would even have a minute to be concerned about confusion, whether two on the outside or one on the inside, or one and one, because the one on the inside doesn't need to make an Erev. So what are we saying? That you might have thought that they should, the ones on the outside will always be Aser, because of Drisus Regal, just because?
Since there's two people on the outer one, so... Because the way people think, they say, oh, there's two there, probably there's two there.
Oh, so this only applies if the Havamin only applies when there's two on the outside.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey. Shalosh chaseres zol lefim yizu, b'yachid b'cholachas. You have three chaseres, and each one has one person living in it. So now we have a situation where... Abisha Rabbim Dorsim Bechitzeno. So, by the time you get to the outer one, we have not one person walking through, but two people walking through, which were ma'arav together. So maybe that should be like a new scenario, which we haven't had before. We've had the Pnimius, which allowed it, they were ma'arav together, they can walk through and not Aser. If they were ma'arav together, they do Aser. Now it's one guy here, weren't ma'arav together, and they both are walking through the outer one. So what's the luck over there? Still, in oisim shkolachas mataris bim karma, because the ma'isa each one in chotzer inside chotzer, he's the only one there. He can carry there, and the next chotzer he's the only one there. He can carry there. So their regal of mataris bim karma, even though they weren't married together, the two chotzeres. But so what? Each one is mutar bim karma. They don't ask her in the third one, which is they're walking through. But if there was two people in the inner one and they didn't do an Erev, so they're going to ask her on the two outer ones, because now you have regular Serbim Kaima, who's Oyser Shalabim Kaima. Is that a cloud? Regular Serbim Kaima, Oyser Shalabim Kaima, regular Materash, Enem Oyseris Shalabim Kaima. So that's the rule. Now, if you would have written the Shulchan Aruch, you would have taken this last line and put it as the first line of the whole Simon. Right? And you would have explained it, and then every single case of the Simon, the rest of the Simon would make a lot of sense. But you know, instead we made it to the end. But okay, by the way, this is how it works. Okay, don't ask me why it works. That's how life works, right?
Yeah,
that's how life works. Life works. You don't.
Erev Tov,
Manishma. It's upset you. We don't have this big upfront rule how life works. We have this case. Now this is the rule. Let me figure out this is the rule. It makes sense.
I can understand that a bit with Gomorrah, but this is supposed to be the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, right.
Shulchan Aruch.
Holy cooked.
Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa was. It lives with the handicap that it came off of the Torah. The tour, he follows the order of the tour very much. The tour, a lot of times, makes sense as order because he was writing. He wrote much more of a flow of how the halacha concept how it was built. Shulchan Aruch wrote the rule, the information without giving you all the explanation, and then sometimes it sounds disjointed. So that's what happens. Okay. Okay. Simon Shinayin test. Din Chazer is about the Minayim. Sheikh Chazer is a Shloish about the Minayim. Psuchin Zelazeh, Verutim Larav Yachin. So here we have a scenario. We have an outer Chatzar, an outer Chatzar. In between there are three houses, and the only access from this Chatzar to this Chatzar is through the houses. Shloish about the Minayim. Psuchin Zelazeh, Verutim Larav Yachin. They want to do an Erev. So what do we? How do we do the Erev? So very simple, like this. Chatzar zeh bo derech beis by a she'etz loy, but not an eruv but by a she'mem so. B'chinos hashniyah. So the access to this chatzar is only through this bias. This bias will act in a certain sense as the beis shar for this chatzar. So there's no need to put anything in this bias because this bias is the access to the chatzar. We have a case with a bias which is the beis shar to the chatzar, so automatically goes with the Erev of the chatzar. Okay, the same thing over here. So this bias doesn't need an Erev either. The only place you need an Erev is in the middle one. Between the two Chatzeres will join together in the middle one. So now they've all joined together. They put it in the middle one. Everybody can use all of the houses and all of the Chatzeres and everything is good. Both Chatzeres can use all three houses. So the two houses immediately adjacent to the Chatzeres don't need to contribute anything because they're the Beis Shar. Rem Soi, who by Shemanichabayer of the middle house, which is, these were inhabited houses. So there's somebody there which theoretically should be contributing to the Erev also, giving bread. He doesn't have to because the rule is that the house where you put the bread
doesn't have to give.
So it comes out none of the three houses have to contribute anything. Just the Bnei Chatzar have to, of this Chatzar and that Chatzar, have to gather together and put their Erev in the middle house. Yeah? Makes sense?
So the middle house is the way that they all get out?
No, they go from the access from one Chatzar to the other is. The access from one Chatzar to the other is through. The three houses. So, but the ones which are immediately adjacent are considered like a Beis Shar. This is still a house. So this one, the only way you'd be able to carry it is if you put the Erev there. So it's part of the group because the Erev is there.
Where?
In the middle house. So it's considered, the middle one is considered Stama house because it's in the middle. Like if you had four houses, so then it would be the middle two, or
right. So then you'd have to do, the one of them would have to contribute into the mix. Does the Mishnah Berurah?
What if four houses?
If there be two houses in the middle, four houses total. Hem gamken psuchim zelazel. Hem gamken psuchim chaser shetzlan. Then they open out to the chaseres. Kamashal on the alva gav the ba'alma. Yibayis echad eno noisin chelik be'eriv. A house which does not contribute can't carry. Once he can't carry, nobody else can carry either. We have a case where none of the three will contribute. Everybody can carry. The two outer chaseres will put the eruv in the middle house. With time, she's sound like the Shulchan Aruch explains. So, Mutarim B'Shoshim, they can carry all three houses. Let's learn. Sheheim Mutarim L'Tal to Boyz and Abatim, Abatim Behen, Abishal and Nosu Chelik Be'erib. The people from the Chatzar can carry in the house carries in the Chatzar, both Chatzars can carry to each other, everybody can carry to everybody else. Why? Because the two houses immediately adjacent to the Chatzars is Sevkat and Gimel Chosh Luka Be'shar. Achar Shebedei Chatzar, Molichim, Eruvan Derech Olea. Alelem Soyas. That's their access is through the middle one. Now, so what does he mean? So the Shartzin points out in Sekat and Aleph. They look Sekat and Aleph and Shartzin. I feel like Imyok, Koyim, and Sechol, and Lem Rishus, Labra, Derechopatim. During the weekdays, the Bnei Chotzer can't walk through the houses. If you look at Kivan, Shemin, Nicho is the Erev, Babayas, and Soyas. When they put that Erev in the middle house, and the two houses on the sides are wanting to rely on that Erev also, what they're really saying is, we're going to allow you access to that food in the middle. It means we're allowing you to walk through our house. So they're, by putting the Erev in the middle house, this house has agreed that you guys can walk through to get to that house and send something over here. So you made yourself into a Beishar. Okay. Some say even if you put it in one of the two, not the middle house, but one of the other two houses, okay, so maybe we can argue in this situation that all three do not need to give, none of them they have to give. You put it in one of the chateres. So this chatz and this chatz are marked together. They put the food here. But if you people in this house want to be part of this area, but you want to be allowed to carry, the only way you're allowed to carry is the people from that chatz can get here. It means you all three have agreed to be one long beishar, basically. That's the only way to get to the Erev is walking through them. So that's what some people argue. So that is also valid. The Alvin Shah was in the basket world, the Basim Shin Sim with Bov, Sif Gimbal, that the house where you put the bread does not need to contribute. Okay. Let's just start Shin Pei. Dinei Bitl Rishus. So this is, we're from this point onwards, basically, we're going to be discussing now the sugyas of the issues of Bitl Rishus, Skiris Rishus, and Magoi.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Reitman.
Those are the two things we deal with. In case one of the Israelim did not contribute, so you can be mevatel Rishus. And by Goy, you have to actually rent, it's not enough to have it mevatel, you actually have to rent it from him. Those are lotus. That's going to take us for a few simanim. Simon Shin Pei. One of the people in the chotzer forgot that didn't contribute, didn't join. Nobody was mezakeh for him. He didn't contribute, so he's out. So loch is oisur leim. So now nobody can carry, because the whole idea of an eruv chateres is they all become one unit by everybody contributing. Well, one person didn't contribute. They're not one unit. They're two units still. Two units. Nobody can carry. Ma takanosim. So what's the solution? Yevatel lem rishusay. He's mevatel rishus. What does he say? Shiyamar lechem. Shiyamar, he says, Rishusi muvotelos lechem. Kenuya lechem. He says, either language, I'm a vata to you, or I'm being magnet to you. So now, my area, my rishus, my house, my right in the chatzar belongs to you. So now in the chatzar, there aren't two rishus. There's you, which are all one unit. All of you are married together. And me, I'm a vata myself. So there's nobody, it's all you, and that's it.
Does that mean his house becomes the Nishbu just because his house becomes like it's theirs?
Well, we'll see. Okay.
He's a guest.
He's like a guest. Now, maybe the car you should argue you have to do some type of kinyan for this. No. You don't need to do a kinyan. It's good enough even without a kinyan. We'll see about that in the Mishnah Berurah. V'yachol levatel af mishatech shav. This works even once Shabbos started. It works on Shabbos. He's there with four or five other houses, other families, other people. The bittul does not work, he says, to one person. He has to do a separate bittul to each person. Vatel is up to you, to you, to you, to you. It's vatel to you, and to you, and to you. He has to explicitly say I'm vatel to all of you. That's also good enough.
But that's assuming, like as Mr. Rumi discussed it, that they're all there to hear that? Or they could appoint someone to...
No, I don't think they have to be there to hear it, mm-hmm. As long as he says it.
As long as at least one representative.
Right, I think so. Now, if he just said, I mean, about my rishus to you, and he didn't say... exactly what my rishus meant. We assume he meant l'bitul rishus sheyesh lebechotzer. He's mevatel his rights to the chotzer, not to the house. Hilchem term lahitzi mi b'teim lechotzer. They can carry from their house to the chotzer. V'gam hu is shu areach ba'alma. He's allowed to carry from their houses to the chotzer. He can help them carry their items from the house to the chotzer. He's like a guest. Avosur mi lahitzi mi beiser lechotzer. Nobody can carry from his house out to the chatzar because his house is still private. So that's carrying from his private house to the public chatzar. That's a problem. he wasn't mevatel his bias. He's just mevatel his rights in the chotzer. So in the chotzer he has no rights. There's only five owners in the chotzer, but there's six houses. And house number six cannot carry from its house into the chotzer. Neither he nor they. Furthermore, Chazal said you're going to have to lock your door. The people shouldn't come to take something out because, you know, we're carrying from this house and that house. All the houses we're carrying out to the chotzer. So this would also... they shouldn't come to take carry out bias. We can't open the door. He's allowed to walk in and out. He doesn't have to stay locked in his house the whole day. He can go out. You didn't let him. You can't leave his door open. You know, they didn't live nowadays behind locked doors, you know, because they lived with the doors open, but not over here. You have to keep your door shut the whole Shabbos, except when you're walking in and out. Let's do Beis for a second, and we'll get the Mishnah for tomorrow. But in Bittul Em Gam Rishus Beis, so if he said explicitly, my house is also included in the Bittul, so the Machaber said before, he was about the Rishus Tam, he meant the Rishus in the Chatzim. If he says, my house also, then the term, Bein Hu, Bein Heim, Lohitzi, Lechatzim, Bein Beis, Bein Mimetim. So then you're allowed to carry things from his house to the Chatzim, because his house becomes Bittul to the rest of the Chatzim. But we'll see, he can't carry out first. Because when he carries out first, we're afraid what he's really doing is reasserting his schus and his bias to take things out to the chotzer. So we have to have them be the ones who will carry from his house to the chotzer. Then he can carry also. It's not worse than he's a guest helping out. But he can't do more than that. If it's older than here.
This is the last thing you read in Mishnah.